Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, family. Shalom. We're back just like that. All praises to our Creator, to our Father, to the Elohim of Adam, Abel, Seth, Melchizedek, Enoch, Jared, Noah, Shem, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. All praises. Just so we're clear on who we're dealing with over here. We're not dealing with any idolatrous European madness of deities, lower and lesser. We're not dealing with any churchianity or Christian sanity deities over here. We're not dealing with any Buddha, Hindu deities, lesser and lower over here. We're dealing with the Creator, the Ancient of Days. That's who we deal with. And it's very, 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 very interesting that today all nation people, Gentiles, are perplexed on a lot of things. And we're going to talk about it. But first, let's give a little, I want to talk about it because as I was playing it earlier, I noticed something, but we're gonna start with this. All praises. Thank you, Father. Maybe I get a strike, maybe I don't. I hope I don't. That's right. It's for all our people. Come on. Thank you. All right. All right. So I'm going to begin this with this. So I was debating on that, on using that, because, you know, YouTube's all flaky and they be tripping and they got issues and they mad at the fact that this shit is about to be done. And so they don't want the truth to come out. You know, that's why you got people like Perry Stone out there talking yik yak and foo and turning the comments off, which is interesting because I was listening to his little madness and I stuck it on a community, my community page. And what I found interesting was he was talking about how, your relationship with God, and you can't sit here and say, well, God talked to you and God said this to you. It doesn't work that way. This is what he was saying. But it's strange because during the last election, he was lock, stock, and barrel with all those other demons from the Christian evangelical madness talking about God told him that Trump was going to win. See, the hypocrisy, it's all coming to the forefront. It's bubbling up because they can't stop it. But that was just side note. So anyway, I was debating on using third dimension, which is just crazy to me because third dimension, we're headed into the fifth dimension. Fifth dimension, we've been in the 3D dimension. We're into the fifth dimension now, And so I was like, whoa, that's interesting. Let me hear this song. So I started listening to it, and I was like, what did they just say? What is those lyrics? So I went to the lyrics. So the very first lyric is, when the moon is in the seventh house. So I said, well, let me just peep game on the seventh house. And the moon in the seventh house, each zodiac sign has the ability to have the moon in the seventh house. So depending on how, when, and where it falls within your zodiac sign, there is a specific theme to it. And the theme is relationship. And, you know, they're talking about relationship with your partner or whatever. But if I look at that on the esoteric or just the deeper meaning, that's a deeper relationship with the Father. So not to say that the moon is in the seventh house, because I did do some due diligence to try to find that if it's actually in the seventh house now, and there's nothing about it. You can't, which has me to believe that it could be, or sometime in 2024. And the reason why I say that is because I couldn't make this stuff up. The moon in the seventh house, and then the next verse is when Jupiter aligns with Mars, okay? So when Jupiter aligns with Mars, guess what? August 14th, 2024. I mean, what in the filth blarn is really going on here where everything is aligning for the truth? So these people in these nations are dumbfounded because they do not have the spiritual awareness to be able to reconcile the times. They just got their soul in singing. Like literally, they just were able to soul sing, to have rhythm, to have harmony and balance within their music, to bring it from their inner outward. Okay, they just got that within the last 10 years. Just got it. And just because they just got it, or I should say, now that they just got it, they want to hold on to that. They don't want to take it to the next level, which is the spirituality. Because the spirituality, they want to, as they have always done, want to utilize it for their own gain. Now, Jupiter aligning with Mars in 2024. We have in August. Before that, we have the eclipse in April, April 8th. Okay. Before that, we had the age of Aquarius that ushered in on the other day, 4 days ago. Okay. After August 2024, guess what comes then? Like 2024 is a no joke year for these people. Like it for us, it is, and I'm going to say it like this, for us, it is a welcoming time period. For them, not so much. Everything that they, even Pluto represents to us a change, exchange of situation. It represents a rebirth, regeneration, but to them it represents death. Now they said Pluto's not a planet, it doesn't matter, but yet their Greek mythology that they love so much has Pluto as Hades, death. So as we can see, this is why they, one, didn't want to acknowledge Pluto, and two, this is why they're in such a frenzy right now. Their vibration is, they're vibing, and it's not high, and I liken it to a vibration of a unoiled clipper. And for the brothers out there, sisters too, when you get clippers and you cutting your hair trying to get a fade and the oil and it's kind of dry and you turn on, it's got this, and you know, you're like, oh, I can't do that. Let me put some oil on it. When you oil it, so they're vibing at an unoiled, which is metaphorically and correct. They're vibing at a not unoiled clipper or trimmer, unoiled trimmer vibration. And we're vibing at a well-oiled trimmer vibration, meaning our cuts, our fades are going to be perfect as perfect could be, meaning their fades are going to be crooked, which is their lineups are going to be wrong. Everything's going to be kind of off. And this is what we're seeing. We're seeing a vibration, a frenzy vibration. I went to lunch today with a friend. And he and I usually have good philosophical conversations. I play ball with him here in town. And, this is an intelligent fella. I liken him to be a brother from the Gentile persuasion because he's a listener and he questions and he wants to know because he feels the frenzied vibration. And, you know, we're talking and, you know, his question after I gave him an overviewed soliloquy, his question was valid. Well, what's next? How does this look? And, you know, I could not go any deeper with him because it wasn't my place. But he asked the right question. And a lot of times, that scenario is where we are, for me, that scenario is, I deal with that scenario a lot where I will have a conversation with someone from the Gentile nations and, you know, but I'm not out here talking to them and all. This is just when the Father has brought me together with them and they are willing to hear, I find that when I have these conversations, they're receptive, they receive it, but their main question is, what does that look like? How does that work? So I answered him like, I said, well, it's going to be a complete change of systems. It has to be. I said to him, the world thinks that the elite, so-called, are going have built all of this, amassed all of this wealth and property, land and all that, and the world thinks that the elites are willing to destroy it to start again. I said, does that make sense? He said, well, that makes absolutely no sense. I said, yeah, that's right. It doesn't. So you have to eat on that. That's what I told him. That's how I left it. You just eat on that. And this is just what I'm seeing in the eyes of these folks. Like, you know, for a long time, they never saw us. They never saw how deep we were. They never paid attention to our philosophical deepness. They never asked about it. They never questioned us on it because it was their rule, right? So they were running around talking about, well, pontification, this is what I believe, this is what I believe. And then they never asked us what we believe, which is interesting because after August comes the Jubilee. The Jubilee. Now let that sink in for a minute. This is the year of Jubilee for us. You know, 17 was the Shemitah. 17 was that Jubilee. But this is the Jubilee. And so this is Leviticus passage. Count off 7 Sabbath years, 7 times 7 years, so that the 7 Sabbath years amount to a period of 49 years. Then have the trumpets sounded everywhere on the 10th day of the 7th month. On the Day of Atonement, sound the trumpet throughout your land. Consequently, the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. Each of you is to return to your family property and to your own clan. 50th year shall be a jubilee for you. Do not sow, do not reap what grows of itself, or harvest the untended vine. For it is a jubilee, and it is to be holy for you. Eat only what is taken directly from the field. So if we look at that last sentence, eat only what is taken directly from the field, well, then that would make a lot more sense as to why we need to change our diets, change our logic and our ways of thinking of eating, because this is a jubilee year. We're no longer supposed to be killing the animals. Okay. So I'm going to read some of this because this was interesting to me, because they have 3 pontifications from 3 Caucasians of what they think of when they think the jubilee year is. Now, it's interesting that they're pontificating on when the jubilee year is, when if they hadn't destroyed us, we could have told them. I guess that's the real joke of the whole, that's the joke of all of them. The joke is on them. So you now need to, you want to know these things, you want to understand these things, you want to have wisdom, but you destroyed wisdom. You took away the information. You've hidden the knowledge. So see, it makes sense that the knowledge will increase through the Spirit at the end, because that's the only thing that will be able to bring forth the Jubilee. It's the only thing, the knowledge. Because you damn sure ain't heard nothing about a Jubilee. Stone ain't said nothing about a Jubilee. The Pope, he quietly talking about the Jubilee, quietly talking about it. But if it was there, if it was for them, this Jubilee, if 2024 was for them, they would be, because you know how they do, they'd be having parties about the eclipse, they'd have parties about Aquarius, they'd have parties about the Jubilee, it'd be all over TV, they'd be partying like it's 1999, like it's New Year's Eve, they'd be partying like nobody's business. But you ain't heard squat about it, which should tell us that it's not for them. It's for us. So this guy, what's this joker's name? All right, I'll just read it. got time. Okay, so finding the 70th Jubilee. That's what we're in, the 70th Jubilee. Lord, Father. You know, that devil queen had a 50th, remember? Oh, the 50th Jubilee. Well, we're in the 70th. The 50th don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. Because it's their 50th, not the people's 50th. But nonetheless, we're in the 70th. So finding the 70th Jubilee, the 70th week of Daniel is the last Shemitah, or last sabbatical week prior to Yahusha's millennial kingdom. The 70th week of Daniel is the last Shemitah, or last 7 years of the 490-year cycle mentioned in Daniel 9:24. 70 years are declared for your people and your holy city to finish transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Now, have we not been trying to finish transgressions, put an end to sin, to atone, repent for our wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness? Is that not what we've been doing for the last 7 years? Have they been doing this? Is that not what we've been doing? The first year of the sabbatical week could be the 70th Jubilee year since the Israelites entered the promised land. This will be the next Jubilee year. When could be this year? That's syntactically wrong. These people. And they swear they know they're the smartest people, and they don't even speak right. Anyway, there is a passage in the scripture that is a good basis for finding when will the next Jubilee year the 70th Jubilee year be. It is found in Ezekiel 40:1. In the 25th year of our exile, at the beginning of the year, on the 10th of the month, in the 14th year after the fall of the city, on that very day, the hand of the Father was on me, and he took me there. Ezekiel 41. It is evident in the passage that the 14th year from the fall of Jerusalem is a Jubilee year, since the year began on the 10th day of the month. There are three scholars who made a thorough study on this. Why don't you just ask the Hebrews? Oh, that's right. You guys tried to destroy them. You've been destroying them. You've taken everything from them. So now you've got to do a thorough study on somebody else's information. There are three European scholars who made a thorough study on this. First, let us consider David Rohl's date. He cited 1447 B.C., exodus from Egypt, 1407 B.C., entrance to the promised land, and 587 B.C., fall of Jerusalem. Let us do the calculation. 14th year from 587 B.C. equals 574 B.C. 1407 minus 574 is 833. 833 divided by 49 equals 17. 574 is 14th year from 587, which was the fall of Jerusalem. 574 plus 2023 equals 2,597. 2,597 divided by 49 equals 53. 53 plus 17 equals 70. Based on this calculation, the probable timing of the 70th Jubilee starts on Yom Kippur 2023 up to Rosh Hashanah 2024. Okay? So we're talking 23 to 24, right? And now we're still in 23 for all practical purposes. Next, let us consider Roger Young's date. 1447 divided by 1446 BC, or they're saying 1447 or 1446 BC, Exodus from Egypt. 1407, 1406, entry to Canaan. Okay. 587, 586, fall of Jerusalem. 14 years from 586, 573. So the guy before was 574. So 573, 1406 minus 573 is still 833. 833 divided by 49 equals 17. 573 plus 2024 equals 2597. 2,597. 2,597 divided by 49 equals 53. 53 plus 17 equals 70. Based on this computation, the probable timing for the 70th Jubilee begins on Yom Kippur 2024 up to Rosh Hashanah 2025. The third scholar, Edwin Field, cited 586 BC marks the destruction of Jerusalem and 1406 marks 1406 BC, excuse me, marks entrance to Canaan. He concluded that the timing of 70th Jubilee begins on Yom Kippur 2025 up to Rosh Hashanah 2026. So now what we can gather from this information, from these European heathen Gentiles, is one, that they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Two, if they hadn't killed us, they probably would have been more spot on. But overall, what we've learned is that between 2023 and 2026, it is the 70th Jubilee. Now, based on what we know of how we have been dealing with astrology and spirituality and metaphysical and the metaphysics of it all, we can probably ascertain that the Jubilee is 2024. The 70th Jubilee is 2024. Now, the reason why they want to understand this is because, again, they're degenerate and they think that Christ, they're going to be raptured right after this. What do they say? Because the tribulation, the tribulation is coming in. We're going to be raptured out of here. No, fool, you're in the tribulation now and you're about to pay. And there is no escaping. There's no going to Mars. There's no going to the moon. There's none of that madness. You're going to have to go through the tribulation while we have our Jubilee. Now, I want to say there's no record. No. I'll say, okay, so Leviticus 25 and 2, God told Moses to start the 49-year Jubilee cycle. When you enter the land that I am giving to you, also the land itself must observe a Sabbath to the Elohim, okay? But there's no record of Israel ever celebrating the year of Jubilee by complying with all its requirements to forgive debts, free slaves, etc. Could that be because we were in slavery? We weren't in rulership? Could it be, Gentiles, that you guys took over and did away with the Jubilees, did away with our inheritance, did away with who we are, did away with our spirituality, did away with our God, our Elohim? Could it be? But nevertheless, what it does stipulate is that 2024 is about to be a rude awakening for the nations. That much is completely true. Completely true. You got Nasty over there trying to act like he's a chosen. And I said this to my buddy. I said, so these people are telling you and me that they're the chosen people killing people? Is that what you think the chosen people would be doing? If I'm chosen by the Creator, why would I be killing its creation? By what authority would I have? Matter of fact, if we look at the Bible, okay, their compilation of stolen Hebraic scriptures, if we look at that, even when we were given the green light to kill and destroy everything, we still didn't do it. We still didn't do it. But somehow, these people over there, who say they are, but are not, somehow, they base their murderous lust appetite on the fact that they are the chosen. Once again, the characteristics don't align. It just doesn't align. You know, I said that to him, and he was like, yeah. I said, because if you look at all of Scripture, people would read, it says that the chosen people would be in captivity. They'd be at the bottom, not the top, not owning everything. He agreed. So see, they know, they understand this is not rocket science. It is very simple. It's as if they have been so indoctrinated that they, and I know what it is. It's not even as if. It is because they are so comfortable with the lie within their own system of society that they don't want to rock the boat. That's why he kept asking the question, well, what does that look like? What do you mean, what does it look like? It looks like a jubilee. Now, it looks like a jubilee. That's what it looks like. I mean, do you know what a jubilee is? I guess that's the question. Do you know what a jubilee is? I mean, we couldn't have made this up if we tried ever. Hold on. I mean, and really quick, the Catholic jubilee is Tuesday, December 24th, 2024, through Sunday, December 14th, 2025. Okay? Now, that's already on record. There's no, they aren't going into their Bible compilation of stolen Hebraic scriptures to figure it out. They had Tuesday, December 24th, 2024 through Sunday, December 14th, 2025, stated as their jubilee. So this was not a calculation. This is what they did. The jubilee of 2025 is a jubilee that will be celebrated in the year 2025. It was announced by Pope John Paul II at the end of the Great Jubilee. This jubilee was preceded by the extraordinary jubilee of mercy of 2015 through 2016. So they didn't, and I don't think, you know, I don't give them enough, I don't give them any credit to even recognize what they've done. I believe that the Father said, okay, you want to do this? You're going to do this? This is the dates. Do these dates. Because it's all got to line up with his will for his people. Oh my gracious. Hold on, bear with me one moment. Okay. So really quick, let me just add this. The Jubilee is the year that follows the passage of 7 weeks of years. That's what we came out of in 17, okay? The 50th year deals with, and we're, you know, this is again, the degenerate Gentiles who have no clue. They're using 50 instead of 70, okay? So this 50th year deals largely with land, property, and property rights, okay? But so does the 70, okay? But Jubilee, and it's tricky because they've got it separated by, like they say, oh, a 50-year anniversary is a jubilee. See, so they've taken our stuff, our sanctified things. It's just like Nebuchadnezzar, you know, he took the sanctified cups and was using them, and he was destroyed. They do the same thing. This is what they've been doing the entire time, taking our stuff and, you know, bastardizing it instead of telling the truth about it. So hold on a second. Can't believe I can't find it now. Here we go. Where did it go? Where did it go? And I will say this, the more that we do these due diligence on their Google, on their DuckDuckGo's, on any of their platforms, the more the algorithm is telling them that we are finding out who we are. Now, what that does is it probably rings an alarm to them to make Google or the AI put it in different contexts. So where you used to be able to say, hey, you know, what is a jubilee, and it will give you the definition. Now you've got to go around it to try to backdoor it, if you will, to try to come back into it for them to give you the actual definition. Otherwise, you'll be stuck with definitions and meanings from their perspective. And that's what we have to realize when we're using these search engines, that it's not going to be for our perspective. It's going to be from their perspective, but there is a definition, there is a page, there is a information that is dedicated directly to us, but it's like a needle in a haystack. We have to find it. That's why he said, you know, study to show yourself approved. You know, you can't just, oh, well, let me just put this, oh, this is what it says, whoop-de-woo, I'm done studying. No, that's what they do. We have to dig deeper for the actual enrichment of the meaning of these things so that we can be approved. They're not worrying about being approved. They don't care. They think they're approved by saying they love Jesus. And none of that even matters. None of that, and I even was telling my buddy, I was like, yo, did you know about Chichen Itza, right? He was like, yeah. And I said, did you know that the so-called Mexicans sold Chichen Itza to some European American white dude for $75 back in the 1800s. And he shook his head and he was like, what the hell? He's like, what the hell? I was like, I know. This is what I'm saying. How do you, on whose authority do people have to do the things that they do? Now, the Gentiles will say, oh, we have authority of Jesus Christ. Well, what we know about Jesus, Earth Pig, is that it is an idol. It is not a true depiction of the son of our Elohim, Elohai, of our Elohai. It is not the son. And we know this by the actions of the people who worship it. That deity, Earth Pig, has given everyone who worships it the ability to kill, steal, destroy, lie, cheat, be a hypocrite, to do all the seven vices, not the virtues. And at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what any of them say anymore. It doesn't. Because if we just look at actions, period, and planning, we see that their world that they are in rulership in. Nah, ain't no we in this. What you mean, we white man? There ain't no we in this. Nah. You rule this world. You are held to account on the rulership of the world, which weighs heavier than the individual. See, and that's what they, that's where they all, you know, their collective consciousness is one that is only, you know, judgment only comes for the individual, not the collective. where we know that judgment comes not only for the individual, but also for the collective. And that's what they don't want anyone to understand. Because if we understood in the beginning that, oh, well, it's an individual judgment and a collective judgment, then maybe we would have not wanted integration, right? Maybe, I don't know. You know, who knows? Maybe they would have, I don't know. They already had pushed us up against a wall to do this integration thing, even though they didn't want to do it, but they made us do it, even though they didn't want to do it. It's ass backwards, these people. It's a foolish nation, no doubt. But the whole point and premise that I'm making with these, with showing this, is one, this Jubilee year is the 70th, and it is a big deal. It is a massive deal, along with the eclipse, another massive deal, along with the Age of Aquarius being ushered in. This is like a three-strike, you're out year for the nations. That's why they ain't saying nothing. Three strikes, boom, Aquarius, it's here, Pisces out. What's Pisces? Teach a man to fish, he won't be hungry. Follow me, I'll teach you. You need to follow me. I need to lead you. That's the Piscean age. You need to be led by a man, by someone. That's the Piscean age. That's why the Romans ruled the way they did. But the age of Aquarius, now watch this, because they, I'm going to get back to the Jubilees thing. Hold on a sec, but I got into this. What is this? The age of Aquarius, they don't like, because they think, yeah, this is their logic of the Age of Aquarius, what will happen in the Age of Aquarius. Proponents of medieval astrology suggest that the Pisces world, where religion is the opiate of the masses, will be replaced in the Aquarian age by a world ruled by secretive, power-hungry elites seeking absolute power over others. What the filth, Florin? Wait a minute. Isn't that what you just did? I mean, come on. You're trying to play with me. You're trying to play mind games. No. The Piscean age is what was ruled by secretive, power-hungry elites seeking absolute power over others. I mean, we can see that in the actions. See, that's what I'm saying. So everything is the opposite with them to us now. That's why, you know, this is what I feel. I feel like every day I'm moving in between worlds. I'm moving in between. Like, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, then I can be free. I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I can be free. Or I'm free, but now I gotta be in captivity. See, I'm moving in between worlds a lot. I got peace of mind this entire time, but at the same time, I'm moving in, I'm blending in, I'm reading people, I'm seeing spiritual manifestations, I'm moving away from people. My magnetism is repelling, and it's expelling, and no, expelling and repelling are the same. So I am attracting. Thank you, Brother Leon. I'm attracting and I am expelling at the same time. This is what my energy is doing. And it's almost like, you know, a shield, an armor, like I'm moving about and knowing, you know, people that maybe eyeball me and see me and maybe want to, they got to move away. Those that are trying to help me and want to have a conversation with me, then and we can collab, then they're coming to me. This is what I'm seeing for me. I don't know about everybody else, but this is what I'm seeing. And yet at the same time, that is of great joy to me. But somehow these people are upset about the age of Aquarius, as if the elites are going to do what they did in the Piscean age and then do it again in the Aquarius age. No, it's not going to happen. And it's not going to happen basically because we're not going to let it happen. You know, Trump has won the election. It's a wrap. I said that to my buddy. He was like, these people want Biden, you know. I was like, listen, the Negro is not voting for Biden. The youth are not voting for Biden. He's got none of those votes. Biden has to depend on half of the white vote, which half of the white vote is less than it used to be because they are the minority. That's why they brought in all these immigrants. And no, they brought them in to pad the numbers. So when they go to the polls and they do these write-in polls or whatever the hell they do for their vote, they can utilize the amount of numbers that they have increased in the population to cheat the system like they did last time. But they're going to do it more. That's why they're giving them everything to be comfortable here. Now, once, okay. So, October, the Jubilee comes in October. They vote in November. You don't think it's going to be madness? I personally don't believe that it's going to be another vote. I think it's going to be hands down like I don't know. Maybe old man Joe expire. I don't know, you know. And Trump win by default. I don't know. I don't really care. Their politics is of no consequence to me. What is of consequence to me is this Aquarius, this trifecta, this thrice whooping that they about to take. This thrice eye-opener. It's like this, I was on TikTok and these people are talking crazy about the moon landing. And they were like, oh, well, you don't know. You're just getting educated on TikTok. Fool, are you crazy? The amount of money and time and energy and sweat that I took to go through your uneducated, indoctrinated schools, you're going to mock me by saying that my education is from TikTok? Nigga, please. You don't have any education. And then how can I enlighten the blind when the blind can't see? How can I do that? This is what I'm asking everybody who comes against me. How can I do that? If you can't see now, how can I enlighten you? How can I make you see? It's not for me to do. Goes back to even our people, even the ones that look like us. Okay. They're so hell-bent on, the 2000 census told everybody that in 2020 that the majority will be the minority. Already told. So we already know that their numbers are dwindled. But along with that, the whole world, the whole Khazarian, Germanic, Indo-European, that includes Asia, all of their numbers are dwindled. But the African, the Hamite and the Shemites numbers are increasing. But our people who are Shemites want to proclaim themselves to be Hamites, and they're all about that. That's fine. But again, if we don't acknowledge our own, then somebody else can take it. So if we say, well, you know what, we African, then who, guess what? Then the Africans get to come over and go, yeah, you are people. We're going to take your land. No, that's not how this works. Ham's going to go back to his lands. Japheth is going to go back to his lands. Shem's going to go back to his lands. This is simple. This is what the Jubilees is talking about. I'm going to go back home.
I can't believe this. apologize. God, Target. All right, give me a second. I found this. What are the seven blessings of a jubilee, of jubilee? So that would be of the year, right? And believers. So they want to add themselves into the believers today. Okay, the cleavers. Okay, so not only the Israelites, but also cleavers today, nearly 3,500 years after the day of fasting, prayer, and offering began, can claim the seven specific supernatural atonement blessings that are promised in Joel 2. A double portion, financial abundance, restoration, miracles, and it goes on. But let me see. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the actual. There you go. So a jubilee is a special year of remission of sins, debts, and universal pardon. In Leviticus, a jubilee year is mentioned to occur every 50th year. So every 50th year from Daniel, we're in the 70th, 50th year jubilee, okay? During which slaves and prisoners would be freed, debts would be forgiven, and the mercies of God would be particularly manifest. That's what I've been looking for. That. I mean, if that's not what is going on today, I mean, I don't know what is. We are free. Our minds are free. Our bodies are free. We're still dealing with the debts because we're still in under a debtor system. But that's soon to change. It's like my wife was like, what do you think about crypto? You know, the banks keep talking about that they want us to change the stuff in the crypto. I said, listen, when the system resets, there ain't going to be no need for money. And not in a capitalistic thought process way where you got to go and get taxed and you get money. Just like last week I was talking about, give to Caesar what is Caesar's and give to God what is God. That's not how that works. You're supposed to give to the Elohim first. Then give Caesar what's left. But Caesar takes what he wants first. Then they created these abominable churches to then take the other piece. So Caesar takes before you get your money, he's taken. Then you get your money, then you go and spend your money, you're getting took, he's taking more money, taxation without representation. Then here comes the church talking about, hey, you know, you need to tithe, you need to give to God. So they take it. So we have been under this take system for a long time. And it is now the clock is almost, the alarm is almost about to go off for them. And they're not understanding why. They think that they can vote in Trump and he'll bring them back to the way it used to be. Oh, he'll right the ship. The ship is sunk. It's sunk. You're in a life raft. You have a delusion. You're in shock right now. You are in shock. Wake up. The system is done. It's a wrap. the worker is not no longer wanting to work. These buildings that you guys built on top of our civilization, you can't put workers in it. You can't pay the bills. The people that you built these massive houses for is getting flooded and washed away. You got wars on top of wars going on. You got earthquakes. You got in diverse places. You got hail the size of soccer balls banging down, golf balls banging down. You got water. Yeah, I mean, flooding where in the desert, just say it like that. You got frequencies in these different ancient megaliths. Things are moving in them. They won't talk about it. You got vibrations so high that people are trying to, and it's funny because just like stone, the vibration of us is so high that they are now clamoring, trying to catch up. We are the supermen and women. We the super people who can you know, faster than a speeding bullet. We flew past them in knowledge and wisdom. And now they're looking up like, what the hell? Where did these niggas go? Why? What changed? Why aren't they going back and forth with us? Even the camp brothers, they ain't really going back and forth with them. Used to be they'd be fighting, you know, bantering with them, arguing with them day and night. They ain't doing that as much. They're perplexed as to what happened. Well, 2019 happened. That's what that's what nobody's wanting to talk about. You know, they don't want to talk about it. They want to forget about this. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. Not that they don't own it, but somebody, another rulership, remember the Gentiles have been all up in this book, that's not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation, this is the part I don't want to talk about, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward, this is the key, shall they come out with great substance. So when somebody talks about crypto and the elites changing, what are you talking about? I'm going to get great substance anyway. And I, for one, think the great substance is the land. Because if I have land, if I have land that's producing fruits and vegetables, I don't need their Walmarts or their Harris Teeters or their Krogers or their Albertsons or any of their madness. I don't need it. That land that's got a bunch of herbs and vegetables and fruit trees, that's great substance. The rest of it is just, you know, gold and stuff. I mean, we can't eat that. That's only valued the way it's valued because the Gentiles valued it high. We don't, at the end of the day, yeah, some, you know, we'll value it, but when the shine is gone, you know, we're not going to be worrying about that stuff. It's just like Judas said, you know, they crying, they talking about the star of Remphrem. Listen, what especially our people. Our people who are caught up in the Christianity and the satanic ideologies based on Christianity have to understand that you're getting that information from the Satanists. They are telling you not to do something, you what is evil, so that you don't entertain it and find out that it is not what they say it is. Oh, the Star of David is a Satan. Look at what I got, receipts. I can show you what you're showing me is the usage of it by the Gentile. Can you show me the usage of it by the Hebrew. Well, that's why they went in trouble. You don't know that that's why they went into trouble. You don't know. Matter of fact, we know that's not why they went in trouble. They went in trouble because they were idolaters. They weren't worshiping the gold. They were worshiping the golden statues. They weren't running around being Satanists with, you know, talking, you know, they probably did have the star, the Solomon star. They could have had that everywhere, but they weren't worshiping. They're worshiping the idols, the statues. That's what put us into captivity over and over and over again. Had nothing to do with the Satanist concept came up from Gentiles. Because they had to blame somebody or something for what they were doing and what they didn't do. That's why now when they come at us, and it's interesting, it's very interesting because Messiah had all them coming at him. And they were coming at him left and right, these Pharisees and Sadducees. And I was always like, you know, it's interesting that he never really answered their question. It wasn't even dancing around it. He just flipped the script and brought it back to, you're myrrh. Basically, why am I even having this conversation with you? You don't deserve to have this conversation with me. And that's what I'm finding a lot of these people are, like as they come to us, they're trying to come sideways at us like, oh, you niggas don't know what you're talking about. Listen to me. You need to listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. This is what I was told. This is what I learned. But that's what you learned from the Europeans, right? But you're learning the people who you have learned from are the same people who have created all this madness. See, so we no longer even have to go, we really don't even have to be bothered with them from a energy perspective. It's minimum energy we're dealing with when dealing with them now. Minimum energy. We just asked the question right back to them. You guys are racist. Well, aren't in the country racist? See, we don't even have to go into, well, I'm not racist. I don't have any power. Because that's a given. Now it's just the basic questions back at them. So you're asking me, you're telling me that I'm racist, but I'm asking you, is the nation not racist? It goes back to the gaslight, and this is what they've been doing. You know, this whole thing is that they want to have another renaissance. That's why they're upset about 2024. 2024 is not their year. It's a wrap. So they're like, well, damn, how can we get back? We need Trump. By any means necessary, we got to have Trump in office. That will help us get back to 1950. And we're going, but we're in 2024, and this is our year. No, we're going to get rid of Biden because we know you guys don't like Biden, but we want Trump. We like Trump, and Trump said that he's going to make America great again, and that's what we want. We want to be great again. Oh. So when were we great before? Well, we were great, but not all of us were great. Well, I mean, you know, we just need a better. See, their arguments are lame. Like, not lame as in weak, but lame as in deflected. They are deflected people right now. They're wounded. Their spirit is convicting them so hard that they are wounded. And they don't rightly know what's going on because they never had that before. They never had to be convicted ever in their history. If you look in history, look at their history. Now, they're not a moral people, for one. But if you look at their history and you ask the question, well, at some point you would think that some humans with a soul and a spirit wouldn't have done the things that they did, but they did. They did do these things, right? So that should tell us that they didn't have a soul. They're not. They don't have a soul because. Why do I say? Okay, so a lynch mob comes into play. Somebody is accused. One of our brothers or sisters is accused of something. They're in a frenzied madness. Once again, vibration, a frenzy, not oiled, not in any balance, right? They're all jacked up. And they go and they take this man or woman or child and they castrate, rape, hang, and eat. And not one person, not one, and better yet, maybe there was one, but he was shunned or she was shunned. So not a group of people with any moral inclination said, hey, this is wrong. See what I'm saying? Like, so the morality factor, they've lost that. Not one said this is wrong. Then they give us, oh, John Brown, listen, please. So there was only one? Okay, so John Brown's the only one, and look what they did to him. So there is no morality in these people, none, not one. And we look overseas and we see old Nasty Nettie showing us how the chosen of wickedness handle business. That's what we're seeing. Because, yeah, they're the chosen people of wickedness. They have been chosen. And it's funny, they've actually been chosen from the beginning. The Amalekites, Japhethites, Ashkenaz, all the way, they were chosen. Venture to say those are the people who Saul didn't destroy, which is right back, and now you see why Saul was put away, because he was supposed to do that, and we wouldn't have had this situation today. Maybe, maybe not. But nevertheless, there is no morality in this rulership. There is no morality in these people. And they'll go, well, I got morality, I love Jesus. And listen, we're not talking about morality of fallen angels. We're talking about morality of love thy God with all thy heart, mind, body, and spirit, and love your neighbor as yourself. See, those are the two principles of the contract that the Gentiles had with the Father. And he knew they weren't going to own up, he knew they were not going to be able to keep it. Which then goes in line with, they never kept any contract that they made with any of us. They didn't keep the contract that they made with our Elohim. They didn't keep the contract that they made with our people over and over and over again. And somehow they think today that we have to come down to their level to have a conversation with them. No, absolutely not. Cockiness or conceit or arrogance, that's just, what is that? That is confidence within our own spirit, our own spiritual morality, confidence on the truth. When I got on TikTok, when I first got on TikTok, I'd say something and people would be, I'd make comment and fools come out the woodwork, you know, like hounds all over trying to attack me. Finally, I would be blocking them, right? Now I'm on TikTok and I'm doing what our brother would do. And I'm thinking, you know, what would Yeshua do? You know what I'm saying? I think like that. And now my conversations are always a retort of questioning back to them. And after I retort back to them through the questions, I say, but you can believe what you want. And each time I get crickets. And if they do come sideways too heavy, then I just ask them, I just say, hey, listen, I'm not your enemy. But continue on, you may be the enemy of my Elohim. Crickets. Like now we get to utilize our strength and our power again. And
the closer we get to the X, the stronger we're becoming. And even for the cleavers, I see the cleavers out here, you know, they, something's going on. I don't know what's going on. So, you know, in a moment's time, they're going to be like, Jesus, what's going on? And, you know, the Father's going to have pity on them, and he's going to tell them. And if they open their eyes and decide to do the right thing, he will impart wisdom unto them, and they will cleave. You know? It's the converse of what he did to us. We, in order for us to survive, we had to cleave to them, but we had to cleave in an immoral way to survive. The beauty of this whole thing is they get to survive in a moralistic way with us. We're not looking to rule the earth unrighteously. We're not here trying to make you pay for air, pay for water, pay for land. We just want freedom. We want to have ours so that we can enjoy the fruits of our labor. That's it. We ain't trying to, we need to create I need 5, 6, 7, 18 houses. I need 12, 25 cars. No. No. That's not what we're trying to do. Their entertainment has been shown to be on the fix. We know the NFL's on the fix. We know the NBA's on the fix. And it's interesting because the athletes are coming out saying this. They're coming out saying, especially in the NBA, it's the referees, because the referees were always betting on the games. We already know that that happened. So even within their own high-minded hierarchy of morality or justice or fairness, it's shown that they were immoral then too. Their refereeing, their judges, their leaders are all corrupted. All. Every single one of them. They have lied over and over and over again. And now, because we've stepped out of it, they don't know. Again, I agree with Judah. It's all about us. It has always been about us. And, you know, some other brethren out there will say the same thing. And, you know, I know they will. But some of them will say, you know what, but, you know, it's not about books. It's about Jesus or Yeshua. We need to follow his. Listen, that's the Piscean age. I don't have to listen to anyone other than the Spirit. Because the more I listen to men and women in this day, under an immoral rulership, the more I will be led astray. That's just it. Now we have the opportunity to have direct communication, direct link up with the spiritual side. That's what this is all about. The spiritual side has come close to the earth, and it is here, hovering, watching. And the rulers, the heathens and the Gentiles, are trying to act like nothing happened. Nothing's going on over here. And the Father's like, yeah, I'm right here. I see what you're doing. Matter of fact, I've seen everything. Are you going to repent? I don't know what you're talking about. It wasn't me. Shoot, that wasn't me. That was Satan. That was that devil. The devil made me do it. You know, the devil's in the details. And the Father's like, no, I'm in the details. I'm the one that's doing this. Did you know? I love you all. I love my creation so much that I'm going to test every single one. Oh, well, my God's all love. Okay, that's your God that's love. But your God never showed me love. Your white Jesus, your white God never showed, your deities never showed me love. Never showed my people love. So what is this loving deity that you think that
is all-encompassing. What is this? Tell me more about it. Oh, well, let me tell you, Jesus, done. You're talking about a lesser, lower deity. I don't have time for that. Don't you understand? I'm dealing with the God of Abraham. Well, you know, I mean, I believe that he wasn't white. He's Middle Eastern. What the hell are you talking about? There's no Middle Eastern. See, all of their arguments, all of their Stone is so funny to me because he tries to bring these same. Now he's trying to flip the script and use the argument that we're using, the information that we're using, and trying to act like it is his, that he can put a spin. And maybe so, okay? I ain't going to beat Stone up too much, but maybe so. Because somebody's got to talk to his people. I'm not talking to his people. You know, I'm not going out there because I've done that. And his people didn't want nothing to do with me. Just like our brother. Our brothers, the disciples, the early brothers who were trying to bring forth the truth of how to treat people and how to seek after the Father. These Gentiles didn't want nothing to do with it. It's the same as today. Even our forefather Noah, he was for 126 years. Hey, you know, listen, repent, do the right thing. Stop fornicating. Stop putting your fist there. Don't put your foot there. Get that out there. What? Stop, repent. Oh, no, you ain't no fun. You're a spoiled sport. You don't know what you're talking about. Look, it ain't never rained out here. This is great. We're enjoying ourselves. Do it again. Put your foot there. Put your head there. And Noah just patiently kept saying it. Then it all hell broke loose on him. Same as what's going to happen now. But this that's going to happen to them is going to be a spiritual, like, it's going to be a spiritual awakening of the mind. They are going to one day wake up and say, oh my, you mean to tell me that's not true? And a prime example is the moon landing. I say to these people, listen, you can't get through the firmament. There's no way. Oh, there is no such thing as a firmament. Who's this we again? So you're an astronaut. You've gone to the moon. You know this. No, but you know they told me that. I mean, based on my reading and okay. So we can't get through the Van Allen belt. Oh, we can get through the Van Allen belt. It's just like you know, radiation. It's like X-ray. This is what this one heathen told me. It's the same it's the same as like going having X-rays. That's what he said. So he said, oh, it's just like an X-ray. It's like an X-ray. It's amounts of that. You know, they go through it so fast that no, they don't. So here's what the Van Allen belt says. These belts have long been known as bad news for satellites and astronauts, with potentially deadly consequences if too much time is spent within them. Apollo astronauts, they say, traveled through some of these belt regions because the orbit of the moon lies along the fastest line of travel from Earth. Putin farts. They just told you it's deadly. Listen, the Van Allen belt are the magnetic radiated magnetic belts that keep the Earth in its orbit. So if something goes through it, would that not knock the Earth out of orbit? And these fools have us believing, these ish people who created their Hollywood drama of going to a moon. It is the most at this stage in the game, it's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. And when you look at it, who's holding the camera? Oh, well, they had, and this was, I said, so who's holding the camera on liftoff from the moon? Oh, well, they had remote. Come on, man. You mean to tell me that they had a remote controlled drone in 1968? Come on, man. I mean, I don't know who you think you you're dealing with when it comes to logic, but you might want to rethink your whole thought process. Because again, these nation people, don't care who they are, majority of the whole continent of Europe, all those people are not having another renaissance. They're just not.
Mm-mm.
No, sir. Nope. Mm-mm. There's no more whitewashing to be done. That, matter of fact, that's why they've been boarding up things and roping off things so that they can't, so that we can't go see it. Even though when we do go see it, they won't let us see it. They won't, you know, they revised everything. Everything's revised. It's like this dude on TikTok was in my ear about, oh, you're talking, you're looking, you're reading books that are all outdated. And I'm going, outdated? That's the point. You want to have primary sources. So the older the book, the more the truth. Oh, I'm just saying, you know, I was like, these people cannot, their arguments are so weak, so deflected. And it's almost like beating up on, you know, a five-year-old. You know, a five-year-old get all in a tizzy, energy all heightened, vibration off because they can't get what they want or people won't listen to them. So they pout, they do a pity party and a tantrum, and they come at you trying to swing. And it's like, come on, man, little man, go somewhere and sit down. But they won't listen. They won't listen. The 70th Jubilee is huge to our redemption. The age of Aquarius is huge to our resurrection. The second eclipse, excuse me, which, mind you, I do believe that there is a lunar eclipse before the solar eclipse that marks the spot. So the eclipses, massive in our rejuvenation. These things have all come at a time where we need it. I mean, the energy that I'm feeling based on the Jubilee year, based on the Waspy Bible, based on the sealed portion, based on the apocalyptic books, based on the apocryphal books, based on the Nag, based on the Mormon so-called books, based on the basic instructions before leaving Earth books, based on all the history, man, I am feeling good. Like literally. I go, I play ball, I feel, you know, my body hurt a little bit. I'm an old man. I'm out here kicking the ball, running up and down, still a little fast, but not as fast. And, of course, my body's like, what you doing, man? Go sit down and do some studying. And I'm like, well, I just gotta kick this ball a little bit longer. And it's like, I ain't going to be doing this much longer, so you better get your studying on. So, you know, yeah, then my body's a little sore, and I'm feeling the effects. But overall, my mind is free. My mind is free. Like, this is, and I was telling my buddy this today, you know, I said, listen, I've been all over this country. I've been to several countries outside of this country. You know, went to a number one college, you know, did all these things in my sport, top of my sport. You know, I've seen a lot of things, been in government, been in education, did all these, been in, now in banking. And this is the first time that I've ever felt peace in my mind. This is the first time. Like, and it's not, you know, I used to always have to look over my shoulder because I didn't know when the hammer was going to drop based on whatever I was doing. I get a new job. Everything's going great. 6 months to 12 months later, you know, they laying everybody off. No severance, nothing. So sorry, so sad, goodbye. And they're like, well, man, you had a good job. Yeah, they laid us off. Oh, you can't keep a job. You lazy. I had a job. I mean, I'm trying to get another job. You know, stress. But now no more. No more stress. It is a beautiful thing. No more stress. Just peace. And I think we all are there. I think we're all feeling the same thing. I believe that we're all coming to a point where we have left the building. And they're running around trying to find us. And we're so smooth with it that we're able to move in between their worlds. And they can't. They're stuck in their world, but we get to move in and out of it. Imagine the other nation's surprise when they see us doing this. What? How's he doing that? Like this one dude at work, you know, I really don't dress up a lot and haven't for the last like 5 years because I was working from home. So now I got to go in an office and all that 4 days a week. And the interesting thing is now I get to utilize my wardrobe that I've never really utilized before. And people are like, man, what? And I'm like, man, I'm just dressing for the weather, dude. You know, it's just, this is me. I'm not buying anything new. This stuff is old as hell. But it's the point of them seeing us in such a higher regard now because they're perplexed because they never saw us before. They never saw us before. And yeah, we can smile. We ain't gotta be mean and mug face at them. I got great joy. I'm in a rapture right now. Great pleasure and joy every day. I am grateful and thankful. I go to bed talking to the Father, saying how grateful and thankful I am. I wake up telling the Father how grateful and thankful I am. And I pray and ask for protection for our nation, for me, my family, because as we know, clippers, if they're not oiled and you're just using them, they'll bite you. They'll bite you. So I'm not trying to be bit by these fools out here. I'm trying to continue in the Father's will. I'm trying to continue cleaning my house, studying to show myself approved, and give the Father glory. And the Jubilee, Pluto, Aquarius, and our Jubilees will command the change that we seek. All praises to our Father. All praises. Stay in the game, brothers and sisters, family. Stay in the game. We are winning. Like, we ain't got to worry about, you know, holding the ball too long. We ain't got to worry about, you know, the physicalities of the game. We ain't got to worry about, you know, cheap shots anymore. We just need to just stay in the game. Move the ball. Keep on moving. You know, stay, make sure that you got good vision. That's your studying. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that you are in the game. The moment that you get to the bench, you need to be ready to get back in the game. And, you know, I got nothing but love for the family. I got nothing but love for the Cleavers. I got nothing but love for myself. I got nothing but love for my Father, my ancestors, the earth, the land, my inheritance. And I feel good. And I'm glad that I feel good. And I'm all in with this. I really am. I hope everybody else is too. I hope you found this edifying. All praises to our Father, our Elohim, the Ancient of Days, the Earthly Mother, Wisdom, and our brother, Yahusha. All praises. Shalom.